Veterans Organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Speed Network. And with us this morning is one of my favorite guests, Dr. Jerome Percy. And Dr. Percy has a PhD, but he writes full time now for Sydney World Net Daily, and he writes books. And his most recent book is fascinating, and I found it very difficult to put it down. It's Hunting Hitler. It goes into this very real possibility that Hitler escaped from Germany at the end of the Second World War. Dr. Corsi's done a lot of original research on this because there's been what would appear to be an effort to conceal the truth from the American people. Now, those of you who listen to our program regularly will recall when we interviewed the author of the book Grey Wolf, and the English author, he and his partner had gone to South America and actually talked to people there who had known Adolf Hitler and taken care of Adolf Hitler until he died. I have very little question that Hitler escaped to South America. There are a number of books in Spanish about this. People that know in South America know that Hitler died, probably escaped. But, of course, this information has been kept from the American people. And that's why Dr. Corsi's new book, Hunting Hitler, is so important. Jerome, pick up the story and explain to our listeners the background of your work and your research and what you found.
Well, Dr. Stan, I began this in 2009 when the Hitler Channel, the History Channel, ran a special called Hitler's Escape, 2009. And it featured this Dr. Nicholas Bellatoni, who was the state archaeologist of Connecticut. He allowed to examine in Moscow, in the Russian Federation State Archives, the Hitler skull that Russia had had since the end of World War II, that was supposed to prove that Hitler and Eva Braun committed suicide in the Führer Bunker in Berlin at the end of World War II, April 1945, and Bellatoni brought back skull fragments from this skull and took them to the University of Connecticut Center for the Applied Genetics and Technology and did DNA testing. And the skull turned out to be the skull of a 40-year-old woman, obviously not Hitler and not Eva Braun, who was 33 years old in April 45 when she supposedly committed suicide by cyanide poisoning, not a shot to the head. And this skull clearly had a shot to the head. So the Russians have had fraudulent evidence since 1945 that Hitler died in the Führer Bunker. And when this skull was tested, it was shown to be of a woman. You know, obviously the Russians picked up some skull in 1945 and said, this is Hitler, and the world just bought it.
Right. Well, of course, that, I'm certain, got your interest in this story. And so basically, knowing that the evidence that the Russians were holding was fraudulent, what happened next?
Well, I mean, the next question is, okay, if Hitler if the Russians did not have any demonstrative proof that Hitler died at the end of World War II, then what happened to Hitler? So I started investigating, and some of the first things I found were that Secretary of State Jimmy Burns, when he went to Potsdam with President Truman, this is right after World War II, Stalin took Jimmy Burns aside. Jimmy Burns writes about it in his 1947 book, Speaking Frankly. And Stalin told Burns quietly that the Russians did not believe that Hitler died at the end of World War II. They believed he escaped. And Stalin was basically telling Burns that the Russians believed the U.S. military intelligence had helped Hitler escape. Now, you know, that was pretty interesting. And I found in the archives, it took me over 2 years to find all the documents in the archives. Many of them were misfiled in College Park. And I found this clipping right after World War II in Stars and Stripes. It said that Ike believes Hitler lived, and it was from London, October 7th, 1945, and the clipping said, Associated Press, there is reason to believe that Hitler may still be alive, according to a remark made by General Eisenhower to Dutch newspapermen. The general's statement reversed his previous opinion that Hitler was dead. Now, I took that to be pretty important, Dr. Stan, because here you've got Stalin and General Eisenhower, both of whom were in a position to know, saying that there's no real evidence that Hitler died, and there's no photographs of Hitler and Eva Braun dead in the Führer bunker. I began looking at the witness testimony. It was all contradictory. And when I finally found the military intelligence files at the end of World War II, U.S. military intelligence, it was clear that our military intelligence had been told by many Nazis still in Germany that, and close to Hitler, for instance, Eva Braun's family, that Hitler and Eva Braun escaped to Argentina. And this was being written up in U.S. military reports in 1945. I found a J. Edgar Hoover letter that was written from the FBI in Washington to the American Embassy in Buenos Aires, Argentina, dated November 13, 1945, subject Hitler hideout in Argentina. And I put the letter in the book so you could see the letter. And it's apparent that J. Edgar Hoover knew exactly where Hitler was because he is informing the FBI in South America to go look at for this Mrs. Eichhorn. She was one of, her and her husband were both industrialists. At the end of, you know, the 1920s, they had sponsored Hitler. They were in Germany. They emigrated to Argentina. And what basically J. Edgar Hoover is saying is that the Eichhorns run this hotel, the largest spa hotel in La Falda, Argentina, which is northwest of Buenos Aires, and that they are making preparations for, you know, Hitler, if he had any difficulties, that they would make a safe retreat for him at their hotel in La Falda. And it turned out the Eichhorns were also building this resort in a very remote location in southern Argentina, in Bariloche, on a lake, a remote lake, Hitler, right in Patagonia, but adjoining Chile in the Andes, an area that looks very much like Bavaria. The Eichhorns and the German community in Argentina were building a retreat that Hitler would live in when he got to Argentina. So there's extensive evidence in the archives that U.S. military intelligence knew Hitler escaped, and J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI, knew Hitler was in Argentina at the end of the war.
You hold that thought, Jerome, and we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, vitally important information.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Dr. Corsi, his book, Hunting Hitler, and we are carrying the book. You can get that by calling our 800 number and 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. I think this is an important book because it shows that there's an organized effort, certainly to conceal the truth from the American people. And basically, of course, Dr. Corsi actually went through the archives to find the records on Hitler. And you had a great deal of difficulty finding those archives, didn't you, Jerry?
Yes, I did. Dr. Sand, it's not clear that, first of all, they were misfiled. It was hard to find the military intelligence file at the end of World War II when we were looking for Hitler. And then finally, I got a tip from one of the, researchers in this area, said, look at just go through the submarines. And I found there was a file for this U-530 submarine, which surfaced in Mar del Plata, a German U-boat, on July 14, 1945. And that's the file into which the archivist had put the entire, military intelligence file at the end of World War II, searching for Hitler, including all the material on the Trevor Roper book, the book, The Final Days of Hitler, written in 1947 by this graduate student from Oxford, who was a history major, that became an international bestseller, telling the lie that Hitler and Eva Braun killed themselves in the bunker at the end of the war. So evidently the archivist understood that the connection between the U-boat and the Hitler escape, otherwise those papers would not have been misfiled in the U-boat file. And as I got into the U-boat file, it was very clear. I found a memo from the U.S. Naval Attaché, Military Intelligence Division in Buenos Aires, 3-page memo, which I reproduced in the book so you can see it, dated July 18, 1945. And U.S. Naval Intelligence in Buenos Aires is telling U.S. Naval Intelligence in Washington that this submarine, the U-530, German Nazi submarine, had been sighted by the Argentinian Navy and had been tracked for about a month as it was dropping off VIPs with a raft all along the shore of Argentina. It was refueled. The military intelligence described how it was refueled. It said another submarine is on the way to Argentina to surrender. Another submarine did arrive. That was correct. And the report ends that Eva Braun and Adolf Hitler were landed in the south of Argentina by this U-boat. So it was clear the U.S. military intelligence was aware at the time that that was what was being said in Argentina, and it was being reported back to Washington. The evidence is there. I mean, the crew showed up, no maps, no ship's log. This U-boat had a small crew on it, and the commander was a 25-year-old named Otto Vermuth that got the pictures of some of the crew in the book. Naval intelligence says this is unlikely to have been the commander of the U-boat. Commander probably offloaded with the VIPs. No raft was found on the U-boat. In fact, the raft compartment was filled with seawater. So all the indications are that this was the boat that ferried Hitler and Eva Braun to Argentina. It's widely believed that that's the case in Argentina. And here's U.S. military intelligence documentation of the fact of Hitler's escape, all of which has been hidden from the American people and buried away in the U.S. archives in College Park.
And just as the fact that between 10 and 30,000 Nazi war criminals were allowed, actually helped escape to Argentina in the Rat Line. You can look it up on the internet, R-A-T line, Rat Line, and of course we helped the Nazis escape to South America. Why would we do that? Well, maybe for the same reason we helped Hitler to escape to South America, that very little of what we know is true. So basically, the beauty of this book that Dr. Corsi has written is you'll actually see excerpts from the letter that J. Edgar Hoover had written, and you've got a lot of documentation in the book where people could actually see the replications of the material you found in the archives about this, so that the people don't just have to take your word, they can actually see it. I thought that was a very, very efficient tool, very, very convincing.
Well, it's important, I think, Dr. Sam, for people to see the documentation they've been lied to, and that these documents exist. I mean, I found a document that was written by a U.S. military intelligence officer named Sachs, S-A-X-E, and he was reporting that, you know, this was Trevor Roper was brought over by the British to come over and do this story, you know, the book. And here, this Edward L. Sachs, major, chief of the operations section, U.S. military intelligence, writes a memo, again, a two-page memo, I have it in the book, subject, circumstances surrounding the death of Hitler. He hands it to Trevor Roper, and this is the outline of Trevor Roper's book. So before Trevor Roper even began to do any investigation, remember, Trevor Roper is also the discredited Oxford historian who in the 60s said the Hitler diaries were authentic, and they turned out to be nothing but forgeries. This guy, Trevor Roper, has been nothing but a fraud his entire career. And here, U.S. naval and U.S. military intelligence wrote the script. It sounds like a Hollywood soap opera where Hitler, who a mass criminal, a genocidal maniac, evil, killed 60 million people minimum, tried to kill every Jew in Europe. At the end of World War II, he decides he better make a will and marry his mistress before he goes into the, you know, Fuhrer bunker and blows his head out. This is kind of stuff only a soap opera, a screen.